So, my name is Ben C. Weingut. And I've been in the program 12 years. A lot longer. My name is Ben C. Weingut. My wife over here is Rafa Weingut. And thank you everybody for coming. We're very, very happy to have everybody here because one of the visions that we had for when we bought this property was really to make it a place where, I don't know the right word, just a place where people come. I don't know, a place where people arrive, a place where people come to have an experience. And we didn't know exactly how that would play out, like the rest of life, you know. But we were open to the magic of what will come and what would be. And we literally just moved in and finished finalizing everything. And we're very lucky. We feel very blessed that this is one of the ways that we could start off the property. You know, to have Rabbi Fisher, who I consider a mentor of mine, a Rebbe, a friend. I don't know the right word. I don't know, on a lot of different levels. Somebody maybe who saved my life. Good chance, a long time ago. So just very grateful that people are coming together to be here for, you know, just to get together, people to be together, listen to some music, connect with each other, get grounded a little bit. And I'll share a quick thought, but before that, I first just want to thank, a lot of details go into making any event happening. So I want to thank my wife for a lot of details. A lot of details that go into making a place, you know, you don't just buy a property and then it's a welcoming place. The place needs the love and energy and, you know, spirituality put into it that makes it a place where there's a desire to bring people together. I want to thank my brother-in-law, Yitzi and Nechama. Hey. Yitzi did all the grilling. And just a lot of details. And my niece, Rina, for making it happen. As far as just sharing a thought, I don't have too much to say. But one of the things that are coming to mind is that, so I've known Rabbi Fisher for 15 years now. I think I met when I was 22, so I'm 37 now, so it's 15 years. And one of the first, you know, we've had a lot of long conversations, and personally, I was in a very dark place at that time, a quite rough spot. It was my early 20s, going through a lot of arriving and realizing what I've been running from, and, you know, a lot of different life challenges. And one of the conversations that we had over and over was that there's no there. At that time, I think I had a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry and a lot of fear and was searching to arrive, like searching, when am I going to get the answers? When am I going to get the answers? And I would go to Yoni, I would go to Rabbi Fisher and say, like, give me the juice. Like, let's go. Why are you holding back the secrets from me? You know, I was really hungry for the answer. When am I going to just be at peace? And one of the things that I learned was that there's no there. What's there? What is, you waiting until you're going to get married? You waiting until you're going to make a living? Or you waiting until you're going to wear a certain type of uniform? Like, what is that place? There's no such thing. And it's a very broad conversation, but it was a principle that I learned then. And that once you can come to realize, or once I came to realize that there was no there, there was no chasing, there was no running, I was then able to slow down for a second and see, maybe it's less about where I'm going and more about I can become aware of what am I running from? And what am I running from in this moment? What's so scary? What is it? Am I so scared to be human? What's so scared about my thoughts? What's so scary about those thoughts, right? Once there's no there, there's really no going anywhere. There's just an arriving in the moment and accepting or being with all that's going on, the thoughts, the feelings. So I guess I'm 37. I feel like a little bit of a different stage. Not that there's no better word. There's no different, but when I was trying to think of something to share, I was trying to think of what would I want to hear when I was younger. And one of the ideas that I learned from Rabbi Fisher when I was younger that helped me was that wherever you are, you're okay. And I really mean that. And I mean that to each one of you. I bet you there's people sitting in this crowd, and I know this, I'm still 37, and I have crazy thoughts, and I'm married, and I still have crazy feelings, thoughts. And I'm like, holy cow, like this is crazy. You know, if you would know what's really going on in my system, bro, you wouldn't come on this property. And yet 40 of you are sitting here. So I'm letting you know that whatever it is that's going on inside each one of you, it's very normal. You're not that special. And I don't mean in a negative way, but you're not that special in a freaky way. You're not a monster. We all have monstrous thoughts or anything, whatever. All the craziness, you know, like all of them, bro. Even the one sitting in the back. It's like, no, 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 bro. Like, I really go off the deep end. No, that too. It's really just part of the experience. And I think one of the beautiful things of as we go through the process of life, hopefully we get to learn how to be with ourselves. And one of the reasons I've always wanted to host, this is our second time we're doing this, is that I have a lot of respect for what Rabbi Fisher's mission is and what he's after. And I remember we were sitting 15 years ago in the office and you said, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to go to Israel. There's a big need for this. There's a big demand. And like, it was so clear there was a mission of searching or willingness. You know, a lot of times when we come, you know, we've had deep conversations over the years, we end the conversation, we go, oh, we arrive back at nothing. There's nothing new. It's not like we needed to like get some Einstein theory. It was just, I would say maybe like a realization of what isn't. I don't know, or just a realization of just coming to that desire that of yearning and searching and, you know, going for something greater. So it's a real privilege for me and a real honor to have this here. To me, the biggest highlight, just when it started, when people were playing basketball and shooting around, to me, that was such a big highlight. Like, I have a lot of appreciation for sports and I have a lot of appreciation for guys who are in yeshiva who are able to just enjoy life. I didn't get that experience. So to see guys just being able to live and come out and play and have fun, that's what it's all about. It's not too serious. There's an element of seriousness, but it's really not in the big picture. I'm still working on that one. But that's it. I don't know much to say. And Yoni, the mic's all yours.
Thank you. I think one of the things that I want to share just a little bit, it's a little bit difficult for a few reasons. The first reason, at least that I'm a little bit aware of, is just the scene. Sash, come on, Ari, come on, Oh my gosh, the irony of a sunset, as some of us were talking. In the moshav on the yeshiva, we're blessed every night, every evening, every shkia to have sunset. And we were talking and I said it's the same sun. And Bensi had a great line and I think he was saying it as a joke. But there's nothing further from the truth, which he said, we ordered the sunset for tonight, this evening, whatever it is now. Bein Hashmashos, Rav Ari, I don't know, but Bein Hashmashos. And even though that's cute and it's nice to say, but it's true, because every sunset is different and every sunset will never ever exist. This sunset and this scene right here will never ever ever exist ever again, at least from a physical context. And there's no greater achsanya and host than I could say is Bensi and his wife, Rafa, who I just was blessed and honored to meet. There's so much to say. There's so much to say of our relationship, Bensi and I, and as Bensi was mentioning, and I think it's important to mention because it gives context to what I want to really try and speak about. It's difficult to speak about it because whenever someone goes through something, when I go through something, when we go through pain and we go through darkness, it's dark and we can't see and it's scary and it's H-E-L-L, sorry, I'm spelling that out even over here. And it doesn't always look this beautiful. And life doesn't always end up on a gorgeous lawn with a beautiful pool and a happy marriage that will continue, and a marriage and love of a place that from Bereshis, from the time of the creation of the world, Hashem had in mind this. There's a lot of properties, and there's a lot of grass, and there's a lot of things to do. And to come here, 37, I can't believe you're 37 already. I've known Bensi before, very, very young. His father, Alav HaShalom, was a big tzaddik for me, a big tzaddik, a very special person who influenced my life, his parents, Lahavdil Ben Chaim L'Chaim, his family, Yitzi and Nechama and your whole entire family. It's not just about the Halpern connection and Shar Yashiv. It goes way, way back to love from your father, a Rebbe, a person who was a pioneer, and a family. The Weingott family is not just your uncle, your entire family are people who have been an inspiration for so many, myself included. My relationship with Bensi, and the reason I'm talking about this is because I think I don't have to, but I want to just say one thing. This was like, I'm definitely not going to be able to do justice to it. But I just want to share something that I think like how could I not share? It's like if I had $1 billion, which Baruch Hashem, this is more than $1 billion. This is priceless, as we were talking before. Someone could offer you. That's what I love about money. I love, right? We were just talking about it this afternoon with some chevra. What I love about money is the fact that it really just helps mission, because money in itself is meaningless. But when you have a mission and you have something that is so much bigger than that, people who get caught up in money, and this is not a mussar that I'm giving anyone, I'm nobody to give mussar, but when a person gets caught up in money, then they miss the boat. When a person is focused on mission, and this is priceless. A Monday night to sit together and to sit by a beautiful sunset, to sit in a physical place that is so deep and so beautiful. I the value of what I want to share, I think, is so powerful. I was talking to Bensi earlier, and this is what I want to share. This is what and I hope Hashem help me bring it out, because it's the most, I think it's priceless what I'm going to share. Not because that sounds a little bit, like, wow, what I'm saying is priceless. What I'm saying is not priceless, but what happened is priceless. What's here right now, and Hamakom Asher Ata Omed is Admas Kodesh. Not because, what's the name of this town? We're in Woodburn. not because of this. They say the reason why a Jew steps wherever he or she steps is holy is because they are stepping there. Yes, there's the Har Habayis. Yes, there's Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh. Yes, there's Eretz Yisrael. But there's the steps, the footsteps of a Jew, of a Yid, of a person who is searching and who wants to know and is willing to go to places, as I love to say, fear is Rosh Tevis, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And we all have fears, or I have fears. And I think we can relate, whether you're a little child who's afraid of the monster, or you're an adult, as Bensi was saying, and you're afraid of what people are going to think about you, whatever it might be. And the nature is to forget everything and run. To forget everything and run. And when you forget everything and run, been there, done that, and I do that. I sometimes run from myself, and I run from my fears, from my darkness, and I run away. And I have people in my life. I'm blessed to live with my Rebbeim. And I don't say that lightly, and you guys know I don't say that lightly. And to meet some of the chashuva, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to refer, but some of you who I just met recently, who I never met, and it's so humbling to meet my Rebbeim. And why do I say that? To sound cute, oh, he's so nice, and he considers us as Rebbeim. The greatest, however old you are, that's why Bensi was saying, you're 37, I'm 53, Bli Ayin Hara, I feel like I'm 25, maybe a little bit younger. I'm not joking. And it doesn't matter, halomed yeled, to learn fresh and to learn to face my fears, to face everything and rise. And when we do that, and this is the story of Bensi. This is the story of Bensi Weingott and his wife, for sure, who I don't know. But the two neshamas came together. So it's got to be you as well. And I think it's the story of all of us. And that story is that if we knew that it would end up, I'm sure people look and they don't know Bensi, and I don't know Ben. How do we know? I said this in the car before I was talking. I was mentioning to some of the chevra, someone came over to me recently. I met him, and I knew him from camp from a long time ago. And I said, he has special needs. He's not 100%. And I met him and I said, oh, how are you? I know you. And he said to me, he says, you don't know me. You just recognize me. And I said to him, you are so right. Of course, I don't know you. It was such a great mussar for me. I barely know myself, let alone to know someone else. As I say in marriage, about marriage, all the time. Va'adam yada es chavi ishto. The way to love someone is to know them. When we think we know someone, that's when we stop loving them. Oh yeah, I know what she's going to say. I know what he's going to say. I know who they are. That's when we stop. I know myself. That's when we stop falling in love with ourselves. Loving myself, loving ourselves, is getting to know me better and getting to know us better and getting to know myself, learning myself. Whether you're 20 years old, whether you're 18 years old, whether you're 37, whether you're 55, 100. I hope at 100 years old, God willing, I hope I'll make it that far. But that I'll be doing the same exact thing as getting to know myself and my wife. I could say that in Shalom Bayis. I can't tell everybody here more that that's the, there's no secret. There's no secret. There's no secret. So when you look at Bensi, and you look at a property, and it's like we naturally say, oh, I know, oh, I got it. So he, this, and we tell ourselves a story. Nobody knows that he learned in Tells. What does that mean that he learned in Tells? What does that mean? They just, Rabbi Ari Sashtin walked in. Ari, the lion from Zion. That's what I call him, from Bob Marley. You'll be Michael that I said that. You'll be Michael. Me and Ari were chavrusas from way back. Does anyone know his story? Does anyone know anybody's story? Do I know my story? As I was saying before to the Sidkanios, Mamish, to fall in love with somebody else, to fall in love with someone else. Who doesn't want to fall in love? Who doesn't want to feel the love from someone else? And it begins when we fall in love with ourselves. And it's hard to fall in love with yourself because you have to fall out of love to fall in love. And then you fall out of love, then you fall in love. Then you fall out of love, and then you fall in love. So you come here and you're like, this guy, okay, listen, there's this great geschmack. We're all coming together. He's got a great basketball court. He's got a beautiful property. Yeah, if he only knew. If he only knew. Maybe if I only knew. And I don't even know. And I don't even know. And you know what, Bensi? You probably don't even know. However much we know, not the gaslight, chas v'shalom. No, we don't even know. Don't. We don't even know. We don't even know. And this is the story of a person. This is the story of a person who I think chased, bad word. Here's a person and a couple who did one thing that I saw consistently from Tells to here. It's the same journey. You know what that journey is? That journey is one thing, is face everything and rise. Don't forget everything and run. Don't follow the crowd when the crowd is lost. The natural thing is to forget everything and run. And there's zero judgment if someone forgets everything and runs. There's no judgment. The pool, the property, the sunset. Bensi ordered, Bensi and his Rebbetzin and his wife ordered the sunset. You know why? Because Chazal tell us, Shoimeya Cherpasam Ve'enan Meshivim. If you are able to go through pain and someone's able to hurt you and you don't respond and you don't speak Lashon Hara, which reminds me, please remind me, guys, everyone, remind me. We're going to do a halacha. We're going to talk about Lashon Hara because we have to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara more. It's not about not speaking Lashon Hara. I can't say this enough. It's not about not speaking Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim promises us, if we learn the halachas every day, if we learn the halachas, and our home is a home where we don't speak about anybody else, and we speak just about ourselves, and we love, and we don't speak outside of that. Shoimeya Cherpasam, I don't know the exact chazal, Ve'ena Meshivan, I think this basically is Kitseis Hashemesh Begvurasai. Why are you zocha to see a gorgeous, beautiful sunset every night? Why are we zocha to sit together and to be inspired? Why? Because there's a little sweet Jew and a little too sweet holy Jews who said, I'm going to deal with my hurt and I'm not going to lash back. We were talking before, we were driving and there were some Hamish chsidim, whatever that even means, that term even means. And they were walking in the street and we were talking, We were talking about how we view other Jewish people, how we view other people, how we view each other. I have to say it, Rabbi Ari. Don't judge me because we sin differently. And you know what? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself that question. And we need, I think we need to ask ourselves that question. What comes up for me when I see a Yid who dresses a certain way? What comes up for me? What comes up for me when I see somebody dressing a certain way? When I look at someone, what comes up for me? Do I forget everything and run? Do I forget everything and run and I run away? Or do I face everything and rise? This, to me, represents one of my favorite lines. Work in silence. You guys know this, it was one of the sweatshirts. Work in silence and let the success be the noise. Work in silence and let the success be the noise. This is not success because it's beautiful. This is success because this comes from working in silence and facing everything and rising. And it's not a bracha to everybody here. This is not a bracha what I'm going to say. This is the way life works. Just like when you pick up one end of the stick, the other end of the stick lifts up. Just like when you play a chord, it sounds a certain way. There's math. There's the reality of a sunset that is beautiful. Why could every person say, yeah, let's see a gorgeous sunset? You know why? Because there is a reality to, maybe someone can help me say this, to symmetry. When you see birds flying together, when you see a beautiful scenery with lights that are in order, when you see a mountain, you suddenly see Hashem. You know why we see Hashem? The reason we see Hashem is because we see perfection. And here's the key. We're perfect because we struggle and we're so not perfect. That's why we're so beautiful. We're beautiful because we, and it's hard to hear this and say this, we're beautiful because we suffer. And I know that's painful and no one should ever have to suffer. But there's a beauty in facing our demons. And we're all looking. I'm not looking as much. I'm being serious. I hear from other people, and maybe someone can help me with this. I was telling the guys, I was telling everyone, I'm mamish in yeshiva still since I got off the plane, since I left yeshiva the morning after. I'm mamish still in yeshiva. I'm still in yeshiva. And I try and surround myself with, I try and surround myself with chizik, with strength. I try and surround myself with people like Bensi, with the chevra, who are trying to face themselves. And sometimes it's the hardest thing to do. But the irony is, this is what you get when you face yourself, as ugly as you think you are, as shamed that you think you are. Because like Bensi said, and it's so true, we all have challenges, and we all have pain and shame. And we all have the most beautiful song. The most beautiful song is the low and the high, and are the in-between spaces. Az Yashir in the Torah has spaces, has parts that don't make sense. But I don't want to say I promise in that way, like I promise. Hu haya omer, the Mishnah say. This is a couple, this is a place that represents, if you go to you, not only will you fall in love with yourself, you'll find Hashem. I don't know if I could say this, Bensi, please correct me for real. I'm not saying this in like a speaking thing, like correct me, but please correct me if I'm saying something that's not true. If I'm not saying something that's true, not the truth, you all know that. I try not to say the truth. I know that sounds funny, right? Everyone's like, what? He tries not to say the truth. I don't know what the truth is, but I try and say things. The Torah, I know, is the truth. I don't like to just say things. I'm trying to say something that is something that is true. What you guys, a lot of you know one of my favorite lines. Rabbi Ari, you're going to use this one for sure. You've heard this many times. Bensi, I don't know if you've ever heard this from me. Don't push. It starts with the parents, and then I say it to yourself. Don't push God into your children's hearts. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is in your heart, your child will find Hashem there. Don't push your Hashem into your child's heart or into anyone's heart. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, you will find Hashem there. And I added to that the same thing. You don't have to bring Hashem into your heart. Let me explain what that means. I know people get nervous with that. There's nothing to get nervous about. I think Bensi lives what I said, and he lived what I said. And I'm sure his wife as well, I'm sure, is that when you're true, I really want to explain this because I think it's so important. I'm almost going to stand up. And when I start standing up, then it's like, and I really start getting excited. I'm going to stand up. That's a schus. I'm serious. Because now I'm getting very excited. You see, it's easier maybe to be true to Hashem than it is to be true to yourself, because you could sort of like fake that you're true to Hashem and you like don't know. But when you're not true to yourself, and I know that's like cliche to say true to yourself, but I'm gonna just start with the concept of face yourself and rise. I don't know what that spells, fewer, that's not actually a good, when you face yourself, then eventually you're going to find Hashem. And I think that that's a story that exists right here. Because Bensi, a lot of us grow up with Elokei Avi, with the father of the God of our fathers and our grandparents and our rabbis and our rebbeim and our mothers and our grandparents, great-grandparents. But they don't have themselves. And then they never find their Hashem. My Hashem. That's why I always say in the program, they talk about the God of your understanding. They say, God of your understanding, is that a Jewish concept? I'm like, I don't even hear the kasha. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means. V'yadata hayoyim v'ashevosa el levavecha. You should know today and return to your heart. Ki Hashem hu aleikim ein oid. One of the tzaddikim says, know that there's a God in the heavens and on the earth and bring him into your heart. There is no other like God. That's Pashuk Shah we say in Alein L'Shabeach. One of the tzaddikim say, Ein Od. There is no other person who has your concept of Hashem. You know why? Because there's no other person who's you. Who's you? So Memela. So if I am true to me, and I am open to discover me, and that's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. Why does Hashem want? We're in the days close to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. What does Hashem say? Hashem doesn't say, come to me. Hashem says, come to your brother, come to your sister. Stop speaking Lashon Hara. Love, do this. Bring us together. Be more close. Why doesn't Hashem say? Why doesn't Hashem say, no, learn more Musar? He doesn't say learn more Musar. Hashem doesn't say, oh, I want you to daven to me more. That's not what he says. I didn't make this up. What does he say? He says, love the chassid. Love the, whatever that, like I said, whatever that word even means. Love the chassid. Love the guy without the yarmulke. Love the yid. You know what? Love the trees. One of the tzaddikim, when he was walking with his Rebbe, they say he was walking with his Rebbe and they were schmoozing and he like plucked off a blade of, or a as they were schmoozing, cracked off. And his Rebbe says, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's Hashem's creature. That's tzimeach. To be sensitive to, I know we're up in the country. Israel's a little, I live in the Middle East. So whatever you have up here, we have the flies up in the Middle East are pretty intense flies, pretty intense mosquitoes. It is different, by the way. The mosquitoes in Israel and the mosquitoes here, the flies here, the right? To be sensitive, I speak about this all the time. To be sensitive to an animal. I'm not saying if a bug's gonna, if someone's afraid and you gotta kill the bug, you gotta kill the bug. But it's a sensitivity. That's what Hashem wants. And when you do that, you know what you'll find? This is what you'll find. This is what you find. For how many years? By the way, it's more than what we said, because in Leiv Shlomo, when you used to come, you were 14 years old? 23 years. And Bensi was doing the same exact thing, and I'm sure his wife as well, was doing the same exact thing back then as you're doing right now. And it's a chizik to everybody. Man, woman, child, adult, beard, no beard, rabbi, no rabbi, Shabbos, not, I don't even know what these things mean anymore. I don't know if I ever knew what they meant. Long skirts, this, no, I'm being serious. I just said it over today. I have my sister-in-law. I don't know how to say it, but I'll say it. It's my sister-in-law. Again, I don't like talking about other people, but it's such a chizik. My sister-in-law, she doesn't wear a shetel. She doesn't wear cover her hair. She doesn't wear a skirt. She'll wear jeans. I grew up more quote unquote whatever it means, but I didn't grow up this way so much 100%. Not that one's better than, don't judge me because we sin differently. I don't even know what that means. One of the most sneeze people I've met in my life. Sneeze has nothing to do, okay. Sneeze is for all of us. To be modest, to be humble. Of course there's halachas. Of course there's an external sneeze. There's an internal way a person lives. When you fight reality, we lose 100% of the time. When you fight reality, when you run away, when we run away, and sometimes we need to run away. There's no judgment when someone forgets everything and runs. I do the same. This moment tonight, which we're almost in Shavasar Batamas, in order to build the Beis HaMikdash on the outside, you need to build the Beis HaMikdash on the inside. This is a Bayis Neman B'Yisrael. This is a home that is built on the Ani, the Ich, as Yosef Seir, Joe Rowe, made this up. I don't say this enough. Ich, you're going to like this one. The Yiddish one made this up. I was talking about this concept a little bit. And we say when you have ich, ugh, 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 Hashem loves the and Joro Yosef said in Yiddish, the way to say I is you say ich. The Ani, Hashem wants me. He gave us this the ich. He gave us the stinky stuff. He gave me my parents, my challenges, my siblings, my yeshivas, my sisters, my brothers, my trauma, our trauma, the Jewish people's trauma, collectively and individually, because that's where he is. That's the same as the sunset, because it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And when we sit together in a place like this, and Bensi and Rafa, both of you, I feel like we're at Sheva Brachas, by the way. Well, it's Shana Rishona. The whole year, your whole life is Sheva Brachas, I want to tell you. Me and my wife have a song after benching, because when they bench by Sheva Brachas, we used to do, when they sing in between the thing, and we would clap hands 33 years ago. I'm telling you, I'm telling this to all of you, Stam, I didn't give Shalom Bayis here yesterday, I was on the road. Once a week, I give you joined the Shalom Bayis Shir once, a few times, once, whatever. No, I want to tell everybody this. I'm going to, because I can't say it enough. It's just like the Lashon Hara. Can someone pull up a hello? Can you pull up from the Shemiras Lashon, please? Because I want to end off with that. Believe in love. Believe in an amazing marriage. Believe in this. Believe in this for yourself. But I could promise you, I'm not going to say promise, but I know. And was I right, by the way? I asked, is it true that you weren't looking necessarily for Hashem, but Hashem was where Hashem revealed himself and came? I'm asking. The pursuit was not necessarily for Hashem. It was for Bensi.
It was for self.
What? 100%. It was for self. It was for the ich, the ani. It was the ich. What happens is we run away from the ich to find Hashem. You hear that? We run away from the ich to find Hashem. We run away from the struggles and we say, Hashem, I need you to, he's right under your nose. He's right here. He is the struggle. I was telling Bensi before, Oitcha, I can't say it, but Bensi, I experienced it here. They say, it's a hard pshat, there are two pshatim they say, that we say in Hallel. It's a hard pshat. Oitcha ki ani sani vatihi li lishua. What does that mean? Oitcha, I thank you Hashem, ki, I don't know how Art Scroll translates it, ki ini sani, Yani Sonny, because you answered me. Thank you, Hashem, for answering me. Another pshat is, thank you, Hashem, for what? For paining me. And we don't want pain, but maybe that's the answer. You know what I mean. I'm not, there should be no pain, no suffering, but until Mashiach comes, until Hashem, for some reason, that's the way it is. But I just want to tell everybody, This is a yomtiv for me. This is a yomtiv for me. Tonight's a yomtiv for me. I guess it's the chasana. Hashem should help us all. Well, let's do the halacha, please. I just want to say, everybody here, let's please, I'm not the type to do this, but I, for some reason, I feel that we got to be mechazik to learn the hilchos once a day. Try. You could get books, Purity of Speech. You could chat GBT it, I'm sure. Say, please tell me a halacha, lashon hara. It'll change your life. It'll change your life if when we learn the hilchos lashon hara. The Chafetz Chaim promises us that if we learn the halachas, we're not going to speak about someone else. We're not, when a lot of times we don't even know. I went to a restaurant. People don't know that, you know, you'll say the halacha, that's halacha. You can't ask someone, and it's scary. It's scary to say it, but it's the truth. Do you know you can't ask someone, how was the restaurant? Unless you know the person's not going to speak lashon hara. That's called avak lashon hara. You can't ask somebody, oh, well, I like this food, but I like this restaurant better than that restaurant. This has the best steak in the five towns. This has the best shawarma in Yerushalayim. You have to be very, very careful when it comes to talking about how was the sushi from that place? Oh, the sushi over there is much better. This one is more expensive. Pure lashon hara. Now, how do I know that? You know that by learning the halachas. And we have to be very careful. Someone said today when we were schmoozing about it, someone said, oh, so then you can't really talk. So I know they say the Chafetz Chaim was a big conversationalist. It's true. But I said, yeah, it could be. You don't talk so much, correct? That's why they say you have two ears and one mouth. Two ears and one mouth. Yeah, you don't have to talk so much. It's good to talk less. It's dangerous to talk. They say that's why we have lips, teeth, protection, most protection on our mouth. Because our mouth is very, very dangerous. Our mouth is very dangerous because all I want to talk is good on another, on my brother and my sister. I only want to talk good about my brother and my sister. Religious, not religious, I don't even know what that word means. We spoke about that, Bensi, before this beautiful gathering together. I don't even know what. We mistakenly categorize people as from, not from, Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Shabbos, religious, not religious. It's all a bunch of baloney because we have no idea. We have no idea what's going on. We have no idea what's going on in someone else's heart. And we have no idea what someone else's journey is and was. We have no idea. We have no idea. Hashem should help us all. Bensi and your wife, Rafa, and your whole family, and you're young, Bensi. We're all young. And we're going to see the geula. Just like tonight is a geula to be upstate. This is my first standing here upstate in a while. I love the mountains. I spent many, many years here. I actually got engaged up in the mountains. It's where I dated my wife in the Shoyashev bungalow colony, right around Happy Avenue over there. Those who know, Yitzi, the muffins, me and Yitzi were chavrusas together in the bungalow colony back in the day. And it brings us all together when we see that yid. And I haven't been up here. I know things grow and there's traffic and there's horns. You know, I'm how many years am I? You guys probably know me. How many years am I not using my horn? From probably 13 years, 14 years, I don't use my horn in my car. I don't want to beep at somebody. I want to beep a horn at somebody. And when we see other yidden, especially when we're up here in the mountains, it's one of the benefits of being with a lot of yidden, and it's one of the challenges about being with a lot of yidden. When we're with a lot of yidden, we could, because we're close to our family, and sometimes we could be a little bit more judgmental on those who are closest to us. We hurt those who are closest to us. We hurt those who are, that's why we hurt ourselves the most, by the way. Because we hurt those who are closest to us. So when you see that yid who's driving a little fast, or you see that yid who's walking in the middle of the street, or you see that yid, they're so beautiful. And even if you feel they're not so beautiful in the beginning, so check into yourself and say, that's what I like to do. I said when we were driving, we were talking about it. I said, I'm a big talker. I just got up here and everyone's beautiful, this, that. You stay for a week, you know, and then things, but that's what happens. That's what happens. It's like marriage. Well, I'm all in love. Yeah, but that's life. That's life. So you dig in. Go in. Yeah, when you see that negative thing in somebody else, so go in and say, what's coming up for me? That's this house. That's what this guy did since the day I met him, and I'm sure before I met him, and he's going to continue doing that with his wonderful wife, and he's going to build the Bayis Neman Bisrael, because that's what a Bayis Neman Bisrael is. A Bayis Neman Bisrael is love of each other. People think the love of the Jewish people begins with Kirov on campuses. That's not where it begins. It begins with your brother and your sister and your mother and your child and, of course, your spouse. That's where the love of the Jewish people begins and overflows. Hashem should continue. Thank you, Bensi. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rafa. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And thank you, Hashem. Oh, ready for this? I sent my wife, I forgot what it was. I was talking about this trip in America, and I sent her a message. And I said, my wife's name is Rifki. And I said, I realized I was with my brothers for Shabbos. And I said, Baruch Hashem, I realized myself and my healing and my journey. And I said, I wrote in the text, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Rifki. It was 3 or 4 in the morning for her. So Baruch Hashem for editing on WhatsApp, and I edited it, and I said, thank you, Rifki, thank you, Hashem. You guys know the story, right? The guy who gets the candy from the candy man, the Shabbos candy man, and the father goes, make a bracha. I say, don't tell him to make a bracha. Tell him to say thank you. Tell him to say thank you. After all that, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I know Bensi, that I don't know Bensi. Thank you, Hashem, that I want to know Bensi better, and I know a little bit about Bensi and how much you've inspired me and how it gives me strength to face everything within me and for me to rise. And we're all going to do that together. We're going to dance together for Tisha B'Av, for the Gula Shlema, B'Mehera B'Yameinu, all of us. With every Jew, no Jew will be left behind. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the end. We're mamish at the very, very end. We're just waiting for more love to hit more and to bring us closer together so we can have more people, more of our brothers and sisters, closer and closer to healing, to love. A refuah shlema, this is all dedicated for a refuah shlema of anyone who needs. There are a lot of children and people and our brothers and sisters who need refuas, yeshuas. I was with Mike today in the car, Rabbi Ari, with Mike Dub. Every other call, terrible, terrible, terrible. Tzaddik, Mike. Terrible. This one's this, the tsaris. And we have to. I don't like that. We have to. I don't know what we have to. I want to feel Hashem. There shouldn't be any pain. But someone else, my brother's pain is my pain. And I don't want to ignore that. I want to be more sensitive. Love you all. Thank you all for listening. I feel the place that I'm standing is holy. And Yemir Tzeshem will get holier and holier, and you'll be zochet to just continue bringing the Jewish people together and being a nachas ruach for your families and for Hashem. Thank you, everyone. Amen. Thank you.